It's down to the final hours of campaigning for the five major candidates running for mayor of Boston. The preliminary election is tomorrow when voters decide which two contenders will advance to the final election on November 2nd. Over the weekend, Acting Mayor Kim Janey, City Councilors Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, and Anissa Asaibi-George, as well as the city's former Economic Development Chief John Barrows, crisscrossed the city to try to win over undecided voters. At a rally Saturday in Chinatown, Wu, the apparent frontrunner, promised to bring progressive change to City Hall.
We're going to fight for housing justice. Now's the moment to knock on doors so that we deliver a Green New Deal in Boston. Fair free transportation, universal pre-K, and child care for families.
WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks spent the weekend chasing the candidates, and he joins us now. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Deb.
So let's start with Michelle Wu. The latest poll from 7 News and Emerson College found her well ahead of her rivals, about 30% of likely voters supporting her. And I gather there was a lot of excitement at that rally Saturday where Senator Warren showed up to endorse her.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it was a big crowd. Wu's campaign seems to be really firing away on all cylinders at just the right time. She's very popular among progressives. She's got a lot of support among the city's younger voters and lots of grassroots support. And yeah, on Saturday, Elizabeth Warren was there to endorse Wu, one of her former students at Harvard. Warren said that Wu is committed to policies that will help working families, including expanding child care and affordable housing. Here's a bit of what she said.
Michelle has good values. You want good values in a leader. Michelle has good plans to enact those values. I love a woman with a plan.
So Wu appears to be in a pretty decent position to snag one of the two spots tomorrow, Anthony. What did you hear from the other candidates this weekend?
Well, this is very much a race for that second spot on the November ballot. Polls show that Acting Mayor Kim Janey and City Councilors Andrea Campbell and Anissa Asaibi-George are bunched together, John Barrows running well behind them. On Saturday, I caught up with Campbell, who was sprinting through every one of Boston's 23 neighborhoods. So here she is in Roxbury, where she talked about her lived experience growing up poor in Roxbury, ending up at Princeton and UCLA Law School. But she said she's also running on her record as a city councilor.
I've done the work when it comes to creating more affordable housing in the city of Boston. I've done the work when it comes to closing the gaps in our education system. I've done the work when it comes to policing reform and ensuring our police department is the most transparent and accountable in the country. And I did that long before George Floyd.
And Deb, Campbell believes that she's sort of got the wind at her back. She's feeling this momentum. There's some evidence of that. Not long ago, she was well behind in the pack, but the latest polls show her in a statistical tie with Asaibi-George and Janey for that second spot.
And speaking of Janey, what did you hear from the acting mayor this weekend? And how has she been able to take advantage of being the incumbent?
Well, Janey held a Get Out the Vote rally yesterday afternoon in Grove Hall. And in terms of being the incumbent, I think it's been a double-edged sword. On the one hand, of course, it's given her advantage. She's been able to hold press conferences, announce policies like those vaccine equity grants or a moratorium on evictions, a free bus line. That all helps her. You know, on the other hand, as the incumbent, she's been a bit of a target, particularly by Campbell and to some extent by Wu, for not being aggressive enough in responding to the pandemic. But Janey is making a case that she's managed the city well through the pandemic. Here's how she put it during last week's debate, sponsored by WBUR.
In the last 5 months, we've accomplished a lot. I've opened up the city. We have our kids back in school. Crime is down. We're keeping people in our homes. Boston continues to be one of the most highly vaccinated big cities in America.
And Anthony, what about Anissa Asaibi-George? How is she positioning herself?
So of all the major candidates, Asaibi-George identifies the most with former Mayor Marty Walsh. So in that sense, she represents a kind of continuity. She also had a busy weekend. I caught up with her at a jobs fair in Dorchester, and she told me that her campaign is driven by who she is, a mother, a former teacher, and a small business owner, and that she's focused on public health, public safety, improving schools, and more.
You know, we've got a lot of work to do around the opioid crisis and making sure that our kids, as they return to the classroom, have access to a high-quality education.
Are you comfortable with the label as the sort of moderate in the race?
I'm comfortable when people describe me as someone who's willing to do the work. I've got a reputation of being present, of being responsive to each one of our city's residents. I look forward to building a team that has a diversity of representation at the table. That's how I'll lead. That's how I'll govern. I hope that when we think about labels, I hope that mine is mayor, and that's what I want people to call me soon.
Yeah, and I think that's what all the candidates want, Deb.
Right. And then finally, John Barros, he's lagged in the polls. What explains why his campaign hasn't taken off, do you think, Anthony?
You know, it's a good question. Barros was really busy this weekend, too. He's the former chief of economic development in the city, former executive director of the Dudley Street Neighborhood Collaborative. He's got lots of experience, lots of solid ideas and qualifications, but he has lagged way back in the polls. And I think the best answer to that is he's running against folks who have built-in constituencies, who have run citywide or district-wide, so they have that base. Barros doesn't have that. But there's no question that he's a solid candidate that deserves to be in this group. But it appears that his campaign has just not taken off. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right. Tomorrow's the day. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. Thanks so much.
My pleasure, Deb.